I think that one of the myths in family law is that someone needs to go out and hire a jerk for a lawyer. And the truth is that you have to think as a client that you're spending as much time, if not more time, with this person than you'll be spending in the divorce process with your spouse. So it's not a really good idea to hire some lawyer who's a jerk, because what you need is you need a lawyer who can be compassionate and listen to what your needs and wants are, and also be honest with you as far as really what the true settlement range of your case is. But you also need someone to stand up for you in court that's not going to be a shrinking violet, and that will take on the opposing side if necessary, point out to the judge where the judge may be wrong in certain matters, and also may not be afraid to confront the other party if necessary, provided it's within the ethical realms that a lawyer can do. One of the other myths that I see that a lot of people have in family law is they think that a court's going to divide the property 50-50. We have a lot of people who tell us that that's what their friend or their neighbor told them, the way the judge would divide the property. And the true nature of how a settlement is reached or a judge's order on property in Texas is a fair, just, and equitable division of your community assets. And that pretty much is at the discretion of the judge. So it's important to have a lawyer who understands how to put together a property proposal for the court, so that the judge will have an idea about what property is at stake, what liabilities are at stake, and be able to divide those in such a manner that it may not be equal and it may not be equitable, but at least we try to come close to getting what our clients want.